Have fun down in Dallas. Everyone have a great weekend. We're looking forward to talking to you all Monday, and we'll have more stuff to break down, freedom to fight for, commies to crush. Stick around. We'll talk to you then.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, and I sell custom blinds on my website, Blindster.com. At Blindster, I guarantee your blinds will fit your windows, or I'll remake them free of charge. You only pay shipping. I also offer a 60-day satisfaction guarantee and a limited lifetime warranty on most products. And check out my brand new tool-free sailor shades, the only custom window shade installed without any tools. What could be easier?
Visit Blindster today and save 45% off any order. Just use the code Clay and Buck at checkout. Blindster.com.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Larry Elder here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. You know, we all get a little bit older every day, and we all experience aches and pains. Many people even struggle just to get out of bed in the morning and face the world. If you're one of them, then you could be exactly the person Relief Factor was made to help. Let me tell you about Catherine in Pennsylvania. She had shoulder aches, and I mean the kind that were ruining her life. She decided to give Relief Factor a try because she'd heard so many of us on the radio singing its praises. And guess what? After only a few weeks, her pain was nearly gone. No side effects, just relief. Many of my friends and I take Relief Factor every single day. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
FINDLAY. Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo! I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at SpillYourGuts.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Russia says it will not start a war in Ukraine, but warned that the U.S. and NATO have ignored its demands and left little room for compromise in the crisis. In a forum organized by the Atlantic Council, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it remains unclear what Russia intends to do, but the alliance is ready for political dialogue or to respond to an armed confrontation.
We are ready for both options. We are working hard for the best peaceful political solution, but we're also prepared for the worst. Russia once again using force against the neighbor Ukraine.
Stoltenberg says NATO has military assets in the region, including ground, sea, and air capabilities. Also at townhall.com, residents in the northeast and mid-Atlantic regions are bracing for a powerful winter storm expected to produce blizzard conditions today and Saturday. Heavy snow and strong winds forecast to begin in parts of the Carolinas and Appalachia this evening. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of consumer prices shows the highest inflation in nearly
four decades.
The Commerce Department's Personal Consumption Expenditures Index rose 5.8% for 2021, the steepest increase since 1982. A combination of brisk consumer spending running up against snarled supply chains boosted the cost of food, furniture, appliances, and other goods. The report also shows consumer spending fell 0.6% in December as the Omicron wave of COVID-19 cases discouraged many from traveling, eating out, or visiting theaters and other entertainment venues. At the same time, incomes rose 0.3% last month, providing fuel for future spending. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 215 points. The NASDAQ ahead 205. More at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. 2021 was a good year for Nevada gaming, as Silver State Casinos recorded the highest gaming win in Nevada history. The gaming win was for 2021 was $13.4 billion, beating the previous record of $12.85 billion in 2007. December also was another record month for Nevada casinos, as they won more than $1 billion from players for the 10th straight month, extending the record, which was broken in November. Las Vegas visitor numbers continue to get better compared to 2020, but still came up short of the pre-pandemic levels. Tourism officials say more than 32 million people paid a visit to Vegas last year, 69% better than 2020, but 24% less than 2019. They say nearly every category showed the same pattern: better numbers in 2021 over 2020, but not as good as 2019. At least one public health official is saying that the Omicron surge in Clark County has peaked. State biostatistician Kyra Morgan tells the Review Journal she thinks the worst of the Omicron wave in the county is over. The rolling rate's 35%.
Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Moderate volumes on the Beltway right now, 215 west of Valley Verde. Some congestion on that transition ramp past Allegiant Stadium. Interstate 15 south of Russell, and lane restrictions causing delays downtown both directions. That's between Main and Eastern on Interstate 515.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning.
There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for Friday, January 28th, and I'm so excited. We have a star-studded cast today, and I'm very, very excited to get to it all. But first, we do what we do every Friday. It is the day that we work all week for. It is the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday. Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. It's the day we celebrate. It's the day we let our hair down. We have a little bit of fun. We'll be talking a little bit of pro football coming up a little bit later on. Of course, the NFC and AFC title games coming up on Sunday. My Chiefs against gentleman Jim Dallas's Bengals. It's going to be good. And then, of course, the Niners and the Rams. We'll talk about that at length. First, though, if you had any doubts at all about whether the Biden administration supports open borders, all you have to do is listen to the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who in a recent interview claimed that the administration has, quote, fundamentally changed immigration enforcement in the interior. For the first time ever, our policy explicitly states that a non-citizen's unlawful presence in the United States will not by itself be a basis for the initiation of an enforcement. Joining us now, Mike Howell. He is the Senior Policy Advisor for Government Relations for the Heritage Foundation, former Oversight Counsel at the Department of Homeland Security. This is a radical departure from what we have known before. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you.
How different is this from Mayorkas coming out in this recent interview?
Well, what Mayorkas did in that interview is basically put words to the actions he's been doing for over a year. This isn't an announcement of a change in policy per se. It's what they've been doing since he was sworn in and Biden, you know, went into the White House. The reason he is openly admitting it now is because he's getting hammered from far left, open borders groups, who, believe it or not, think our border isn't open enough. And so he's getting bullied by them a bit, and so he had to brag on all the damage he's done, and so he went out and gave this speech basically saying, I've destroyed immigration enforcement. It's absolutely terrible what's happening. And frankly, I don't view it anymore as a simple policy disagreement over, you know, the best way to go about achieving border security. It's far more sinister than that. This is the first example, I think, or, you know, maybe the most high-profile example ever, of an American administration siding with foreign enemies, siding with people who are willingly and breaking our laws in mass in a coordinated fashion to undermine our sovereignty, security, and well-being. And Mayorkas was warned, he was told explicitly that if you undid all these policies, invited people in, and shut down law enforcement, the consequences to the country would be severe. He was told that multiple times by career professionals during the transition period. And the department, the rank and file agents, and he ignored all of them and proceeded ahead because he's a radical open borders anti-American agent. He believes that this country isn't good enough. It needs more illegal aliens to change the demographics that are here. He thinks he'll end up voting for Democrats eventually, and so let them all in to hell with the Americans that are already here. what he is doing, frankly, impeachment and removal probably aren't even enough. I think it's borderline some of the most biggest betrayal of this country we've seen, and he has to go immediately.
Let me just ask you, because I can recall news conferences and photo ops and different things with the vice president and even with the president at times where they were asked about open borders, and they vehemently denied that we had open borders. Have we heard it all from Kamala Harris or President Biden since these comments by the DHS Secretary Mayorkas?
No, we haven't. And the big problem is that the press corps here in Washington won't ask about it. They're sick of the issue. They know that Biden's poll numbers on it are in the absolute tank, and so they hide from it. Kamala Harris did come out and brag about how she wants to send American money south of the border to other countries in her so-called root cause plan. She's bragging about how she's strong-arming American corporations to drive investment away from America and towards these other countries. To me, that's also an unconscionable betrayal. Your job as the leader of America is, guess what, to help America. It is not to drive our jobs and our money and pressure corporations to do the same to foreign countries that have no respect for our rule of law and our sovereignty. They are actively colluding, and I use that term very specifically, colluding with foreign governments on this and foreign nonprofit organizations, international organizations, who facilitate this border crisis. I mean, look at the planes that are taking off and flying illegal aliens into your communities right now. They're outsourcing this work in collusion to these groups that hate America, hate our country, and don't think we should have a border at all. And frankly, it's despicable. And there isn't a punishment, I think, severe enough for them at this point. They all need to go, and they never should be allowed anywhere near any position of power ever again.
Again, Mike Howell joining us, Senior Advisor for Government Relations for the Heritage Foundation. Explain how this impacts us at home here in Southern Nevada. I've talked with a number of people in law enforcement, a lot of people in government, and they all agree that there is fentanyl that is coming into our state and to surrounding states, and it's coming across our southern border. Are we seeing this in other communities as well, any states as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now the leading cause of death for American men under the age of 65 is drug overdoses from fentanyl. And if someone overdoses from fentanyl or is addicted, there is a very high probability that fentanyl crossed over the southern border to get here. And it's not just the drugs they're bringing, it's the crime. The crime is through the roof. We aren't vetting these people. These are MS-13 gangs that make our gangs look like little wimps. These people are ruthless. And then it goes down the list. Let's talk about education. It's flooding our classrooms in ways they can't adapt to. It's teacher resources towards ESL language teaching and away from our students and overcrowding the classrooms. Look at your tax burden, the amount of social services that these illegal aliens who come in destitute need. You're paying for it at a time when our economy has been wrecked by the far left and you're suffering from inflation and supply chain crisis. You're also not just struggling to get food on the table for your kids. You're paying for all this for someone else's kids that shouldn't be here in the first place. Charity should start at home. Americans should take care of Americans first. And then when we take care of ourselves, that's the time to think about generosity, which we do, by the way, on the legal immigration side, which is already numbers through the roof in the millions. And, you know, look at our elections. What the left has done to blow up the security of our elections last go-around under the guise of quote-unquote COVID, they basically made it impossible to track these mail-in ballots that they flood out there. And now they're putting illegal aliens and trying to get them to vote. They're trying to steal elections that way. Every single policy area illegal immigration touches on. And it's a disaster for America. It always has been. The left's obsessed with it because they know it hurts America. And they're on the side of America being this shining city on the hill and an exceptional nation. No, they think it's fundamentally wrong. That's why they fundamentally want to change it. And they want to replace Americans with illegal aliens.
So what is the role of ICE and Border Patrol? If you can't arrest them for coming illegally into our country, then what's the role of law enforcement at all at our border? Let's just make it an ollie, ollie, ollie and free sort of thing. What is the role of the law enforcement in all of this?
Well, the role has been shut down. ICE is, one guy I talked to over there says it's Netflix and chill. They're sitting there doing nothing. And I think right now they're averaging one deportation per agent for every, 4 or 5 months. That's ridiculous. On So they're just doing paperwork and sitting around. And in reality, you could fill up every hour conceivable of ICE's time with deporting and removing as many illegal aliens as possible. I frankly am of the belief ICE should be 10 times larger given the amount of illegal aliens in this country. But no, they want to shut it down, and so there is no role for ICE in this. And it's frankly a constitutional abuse to be doing this, let alone the absolute waste of money that it is. And it's such ridiculous. And at the same time, you know, when states or localities try to do something to help themselves out from this problem, the government steps in under Biden and stops them from doing it. So they've sided with the enemy and against the Americans. And I think it's probably the biggest example of a traitor and a betrayal that we've seen. And the media, frankly, doesn't cover it that way. They only talk about it in the way of, oh, this is the border crisis, the numbers are up. No, it's spoken of in the way, this was on purpose, it's by design, and it's against America's interests, and people who betray American interests should be held to severe, severe consequence.
Let's talk numbers. Let's talk about what's been going on. I understand we had record numbers in December. I think we had record numbers in November and dating back. Can you go into some of the numbers? I mean, is this, how dramatic is this increase in illegals simply waltzing across our southern border and into our country, and they get to stay?
Right. So last year, they officially recorded 2 million apprehensions at the border. That's people that they know that they came into contact. The real number is probably about 3 million. And so the vast majority, you know, of those probably make it in. And those are the only people, you know, that we catch. That the border's wide open in other places, so who knows how many people are crossing in those areas. So you can pick that 3 million number. That is off the records by far compared to any other previous year since we've been keeping the stats. We're talking double, like many of the previous years. It doesn't hold a candle to anything. We're off the charts in more ways than one. It's terrible, and it's because the world knows. Everyone who wants to come to America, all you got to do is get yourself to that southern border, and then you'll get in and you'll get as much free stuff as you want. It's, you know, they're advertising this stuff by inviting them in and rewarding them. And you know who gets rich on all this? The cartels. The cartels that control the territory that these people have to be trafficked through. And you know what they do when they get rich? They build out their operations, their paramilitary forces. They're basically equipped like, you know, military. So what do you think is going to happen when we try to take the border back, when we have a president who actually cares about this country and is pro-American? We're going to have a battle on our hands with these cartels. They're not going to give that up easy. And so things are trending in a very violent direction on this. And all of it will be on the hands of Joe Biden, these open border interests, many of whom, by the way, are foreign and funded by foreigners.
So where is Congress in all of this? Don't they have an oversight role in our immigration policy?
They absolutely do. But right now, Congress and both branches are controlled by Democrats, and they've given a rubber stamp to all of this. And then, frankly, within the Republican caucus, you have many who are happy to just go out there and complain about the numbers and say what Biden's doing is out of control because they're happy to see Biden's, you know, poll numbers drop on this. But the question is, if the Congress flips next go around, are they willing to shut it down? Are they willing to say not another person in until we remove all the people that Biden let in? That's going to take some guts. You might have to shut down the government for a little bit or threaten to do it. You might have to play hardball and make some hard decisions. But to me, there's no other important decision more important than this. It's the future of the country. We are not going to have a country left if we keep up at this rate. It is going to be taken over. It's just very disappointing that we can have people that and a media that covers for this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's not the kind of country we want to turn over to our kids at all.
It really is. It really is incredibly sad. What is it that you and I can do? What is it that we can do as citizens? Is it simply a matter of, in the midterm elections, electing people that are going to close our borders?
Yeah, and it's not only that. It's the people that we do elect. We have to hold them accountable to actually doing something about it. It's not enough to just say you're against it. You have to be willing to make the hard, politically tough decisions to shut down funding streams, to get people fired and out of there. You are not able to go there and make friends. This is going to be an ugly, bare-knuckles brawl versus Republicans and Democrats on the issue next year. And what you and I can do is we got to keep the microphones loud on this. We need to push out every piece of information we can get, and we need to speak of it not just in terms of, you know, an observation, wow, that border is really out of control. No, we need to speak of it in terms that this is a collusion plan between powerful, powerful interests that are foreign and our own leaders to take over our country. And this betrayal is something we've never seen in this country, and the American people need to understand that they're being backstabbed. And we got to talk about it in those terms.
And just for the record, we've seen all of the footage, the drone footage down along our southern border, Del Rio, Texas, and different places like that, the Rio Grande Valley. And we've been promised that the government was going to work on this and that Kamala Harris was going to be working on this as the point person. And I guess my question is it getting better or is it getting worse?
It's getting worse. We just saw almost 200,000 crossings in December. That's December. It's a cold month. It is not a popular time for illegal aliens to come. This is when it should be calming down. It is absolutely getting worse. And then, once they're in, the amount of money flowing to these folks from our own federal government and our state government is through the roof. So it gets worse every single day and costs us more exponentially. Not to mention, we still have this ridiculous birthright citizenship, where if an illegal alien crosses our border and has a baby, the second they're in here, the kid's a citizen. It gets all the benefits and rights that you could possibly imagine. No serious country does that. We're continually just watching a slow motion destruction of the nation in this regard, and it's terrible. I mean, look at the unity of the country, so to speak. You're telling me there's any chance that a country so divided right now could get any better by importing millions and millions of the world's biggest problems to throw fire on a already tense situation? It's crazy. It's just awful.
It's amazing. It's amazing, and a problem we're going to be following on this show for months and probably years to come. Mike Howell, thank you so much. If folks want to know more about what you're doing at the Heritage Foundation, how can they find you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're on the Twitter, you can follow me at mhowelltweets or our account at Heritage, or check out our website, heritage.org. We write on these things and host all of our media on it, and we also have a website called thebidenbordercrisis.com that you can check out.
Mike, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. And you have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Mike Howell, Senior Advisor for Government Relations, the Heritage Foundation. And the problem is getting worse. It's not getting better. More to come as we continue. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court nominees that are being talked about, and one of them in particular in South Carolina being supported by no less than James Clyburn, South Carolina congressman, who is pushing for a South Carolina judge for the Supreme Court. Talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let Little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate. Because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites, because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative